Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sir Kevin Says, episode 25. Super excited about today's show. We are actually starting a new segment called Sir Kevin Says, Friends Edition. We are featuring some friends of mine that have worked on the show with me, whether it's dealing with cameras or audio, or just personal friends of mine that I've been wanting to feature for such a long time. We're going to be having this go on for the whole month of October, which I'm excited about. Today's first episode, or episode 25, features Chad Manalo, who actually mixes the audio for this show. If you're listening via Spotify, I invite you to follow Sir Kevin Says. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can show your support by subscribing and rating the show 5 stars. Alternatively, you can watch the video version of this and every other episode on my YouTube channel, Kevin Michael Chong, or visit my website, www.sirkevinchong.com, and view or listen to them that way. And without further ado, episode 25, or 1. Here you go. Welcome to episode 25, I believe. Today we feature Chad Manalo, who actually mixes all the audio. Every time we put out a podcast, he helped out a lot when I first was starting. He's like, hey man, I love the stuff that you're doing, but it sounds like doo-doo. So he's like, send it to me, let me help you out. So we're here today. So Chad, welcome man. I'm glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Chad Manalo is a Los Angeles-based music director, producer, multi-instrumentalist, recording, and live sound engineer. He has experience touring and working in the studio with artists and clients such as AJ Raphael, Tori Kelly, Twista, Inigo Pasquale, Christine DeMarco, Jesus Culture, Rita Springer, Jeremy Lin.
Oh,
Jeremy Lin, NBA. Okay. Disney, ABC, TBN, Zoom, BET, and many more. Chad is currently working on different projects from his studio in LA with the focus on remote drum tracking, mixing, and mastering. Chad, welcome, man. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Your setup's really dope here. I'm loving the vibes.
I brought out the lights, brought out the sign, man. What's new, man? How are things going for you, bud?
I mean, just like everybody else, probably navigating this whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like 8 months now.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I'd say like the first half was, you know, trying to cope with it and figure out what's happening and how to deal with it. But, you know, there's been a lot of good things I think that's come out of it too. And it's just, for me, it's like focusing a lot on like the positives and priorities, you know, like a lot of family time, friends. And, you know, as career wise, it's really just focusing more on like doing what you love and seeing how you can just like give back more and add value to people's lives. You know, even though like I don't have the craziest accolades or Grammys or anything like that, it's like all of us have something to give back already.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's kind of been it, just working in the studio.
Yeah. Prior to the pandemic, what projects were you working on?
So I was doing a lot of gigs and a lot of church stuff.
Yeah.
Live shows. And I actually didn't do a lot of studio stuff because I was so busy
out.
And that all obviously changed. So I've just flipped, you know, no gigs, nothing, but it's all studio,
yeah,
which is great, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. For those that don't know, like I was mentioning at the beginning of the show, I started this show October of 2018. And I forgot what episode it was after. I think it might have been after the Teddy Campbell episode or maybe the Aaron Lindsay. I'm not sure. But Chad reached out to me and he's like, hey, man, you have, you know, good stuff that you're putting out on YouTube and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but you need a little bit of help, which for me, I'm okay with. You know what I mean? It's like I feel like constructive criticism is the best, especially if you're trying to improve your product, what you're trying to put out for the world to hear, to see. You know, so Chad was willing to help me out with audio. And since then, he's been on board with me, which is great. So how'd you get into that, man? Where'd you start with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was a musician first, and, you know, I realized you can only do so much as a musician if you don't have a sound guy, right? And, you know, it's like the story of, like, the sound guy was always late or didn't show up, and so I'd have to figure out how that all works. And then I realized, wow, like, sound is a huge part of the sound of music or, you know, voice or something like that. And
right.
It's kind of like the last barrier between, you know, you, the creator, and your audience.
Yeah.
And it's super important, but a lot of the times we don't even think about it, you know? So I just got really into that, and you know, I have a curious mind, and my fascination for, like, how things work kind of took over.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, fast forward, after my first year of college, I was like, you know what? I just kind of want to go and just try. And so me and a couple of my friends, we actually went to the LA Recording School.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we were like the last class that did like the 11-month program before they went to like the AA and the BA, the 2- and 4-year program.
Yeah.
So it was intense. It was like 12-hour days, you know, lectures and labs, you know, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And I just, I learned so much, and I loved, you know, I found a new love for studio and just all things audio, man.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's kind of, yeah.
You've been doing a bunch of projects since then. I know we worked on the Zoom project earlier this year, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And one thing I've always noticed about you, man, is your curiosity. Much of what you're talking about right now is to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, you're always asking questions. You're always curious to know how this works, how they get this tone, if it's, concerning a musician. Where does that come from? Is that the mama mentality in you? What's up, man?
Hey, Lakers all the way, baby. Let's go. I'm a huge Laker fan.
Yep.
Shout out to my dad who, you know.
Lakers,
yes.
Lakers in four,
we're going to take it. I just have a curiosity for how things work, especially when, you know, when it's like a really good piece of art, you know, especially obviously music. I remember going to concerts and like, you know, it's like, why am I so moved emotionally? You know, whether that's joy, sadness, contemplative, whatever. And, you know, I just always picture myself like at a concert. And it's like, man, if the subs aren't knocking, you know, a song's not going to hit as hard.
Yeah.
If the vocals with, you know, 4 or 5 part harmonies, like, aren't right there, like, to the point of, like, where it hurts, like, it's not going to be as powerful and things like that.
Right, right.
And so I just started, like, you know, yeah, having that curiosity of, like, okay, let's deconstruct this. Like, how do they do that? Because as a musician, like, that's kind of what I want to convey to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so everywhere I go, literally, if I go to a concert, I'm just looking at everything.
Okay, yeah.
Where are their speakers? Why are they placed that way? Where's the sound guy? You know, what mics are they using? What drum kit are you using? You know, everything. Like, you know, I go to a church. I'm like, okay, why is it set up this way? You know, oh, it's a circle. You know, the church is like circular. How are they going to do sound here? And you know, I just kind of throw myself in those situations and be like, okay, why does it sound like this in this space? And
right.
I just, my mind goes like to a million places, but I'm honestly like just immersed in it. You know, and it's just like processing all these things. And I'm like, okay, how can I recreate that? Because it made me feel a certain way, whether good or bad, you know? So it teaches me like, okay, this is why it was good. I want to redo this. You know, if it was bad, this is what I don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like just always analyzing and not even realizing it.
Right. Do you pay attention to nuances of different styles? Let's say, for example, you take on a project where you have to mix and where you're called, hey, today we're doing gospel music. So do you take the time to listen to the artist's music or, you know, the sound of what they're trying to accomplish? How are you going to mix the drums, the bass, the choir, stuff like that?
A lot of things in live is really based on your environment. So, you know, your room. How big is it? How live is it? What kind of sound system is there? You know, I talk about subs a lot because a lot of people think that, you know, oh, if you just have a lot of subs, it's going to be too much bass.
Yeah.
But really what subs is it really creates the fullness, you know? And if you don't have that, even if your overall volume is actually quieter, most people are going to perceive it to be louder.
Yeah.
Because we naturally hear a lot of mid-range and things like that, you know? So for live, I always assess the environment first because it doesn't matter, you know, you bring in a DW kit and it's going to sound really good in the studio, but in this room, you're like, why does it sound like that? Like, you know,
and
you have to understand, okay, how much, you know, live sound is live sound reinforcement. So how much reinforcing do you need in this room? When you hit a tom, is the natural acoustics of the room already reinforcing it in a good or bad way?
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of fixing in live, you know, because you have to understand that you're not in a perfect, like a studio, you're not in a perfect environment. So what are you trying to fix? You know, is this live room too bassy? So you're not going to add as much bass in the system, you know, things like that. But you always want to try to be as pure and honest to the musicians or artists. I know a lot of people try to mix live exactly like how the album sounds like. I personally am not a fan of that.
Yeah.
And I don't like discredit, you know, those engineers or anything.
Right.
For me, it's like, as an audience, as a fan, I come to a live concert because I want to experience something that can only be experienced at that time. The live musician putting in their own, signature to it, which wasn't on the record or the album or something. It's like, that's something that you just shared right there with that audience.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a lot of understanding like how the musicians are playing, but also how they're interacting with the crowd and how the crowd's interacting. So like my approach to mixing live is totally different to the studio. You know, mm-hmm. I like to be in the moment, try to give whatever's the best quality I can in the moment.
Right.
Within the environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and what makes sense there.
Yeah. You started a Instagram page called Chad Mixes. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, man. I followed you, by the way.
Thanks, man. Yeah, go ahead and follow me if you have it. So that came out of, you know, the 4 months of contemplating in COVID. I realized like I was blessed enough to do a lot of things in the last, you know, I'd say 8 years maybe. And you know how it is. Like when we're busy, like you don't actually have time to like post stuff.
Yeah.
Because when you're busy, you're actually legit busy, you know, and you know, from touring, you know, it's like you do the show, you know, midnight bus, you know, shower mm-hmm. in the morning, do your thing, sound check, it's just da, 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 da. And you're like, oh yeah, Instagram, you know? Mm. And what ends up happening for us musicians is like, we do the later grams, right? We'll post something, the really nice thing. And I realized, you know, there's no shows going on, you know, there's nothing happening.
Yeah.
I probably have an archive of photos or videos from like the past 8 years or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, you know, I just want to share it. I just want to share it with people. And a lot of people know me mostly as like a bassist or a music director, but they don't actually know me as a sound engineer.
Wow. That's
which is,
funny.
You know, what I went to school for.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and I also found that because we're all stuck at home quarantining, a lot of people have been texting me. Like, hey man, you know, what mic should I get? You know,
oh, that's cool,
what interface
man.
Should I get? And you know, they're like, hey, I heard that thing you did and it sounded really good. How'd you do that? So I was like, you know what? Like, I think this could be a fun thing. I just want, you know, people to know that, hey, I have a little bit of experience in sound and this is what I love to do. This is what I've done.
Yeah.
And in return, like, you know, it's just a way for me to connect with people, interact and hopefully share that knowledge of the little knowledge that I know to other people and hopefully help them, you know, get inspired too and understand like, hey man, like sound is fun and
it can,
you know, make or break your record. And,
right.
You know, but yeah, so that's kind of how that Instagram page just came about.
That's cool, man. I always see you posting about drum stuff, microphones, bass, mixing, obviously, you know, Chad Mixes. So if you guys have not already, I invite you to follow Chad Mixes. You guys will gain a bunch of knowledge and occasional Lakers games featured on
we always got to have the LED lights, purple and gold on game day, you know, so.
Nah, man, this is a little bit of a shift. I want to ask you, what would you hope comes out of this pandemic for people? The ones that are fearful of the future, skeptical of what might come.
Yeah. Well, I'm a believer. You know, I was born and raised in the church. And so I honestly see this pandemic from that lens, you know. And for me, it's really strengthened, like, my relationship with Christ and really surrendering everything to him.
Yeah.
Because we really don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Right.
And, you know, like I mentioned, you know, like the first 3-4 months, like I was totally lost, you know, and I'm sure everybody, you know, was and probably still is. And it's like, okay, what happened? We just lost our job. We lost this.
Yeah.
It's obviously a scary, scary time. And for me, right before the pandemic happened, I actually took a leap of faith and I started my studio in LA.
Yeah, that's right.
And I actually got an actual space this time, you know, and not just at home. And, you know, I was like, I'm going to do the LA thing and everything. And literally 2 weeks later, everything was shut down.
Wow.
And so, you know, me and my friend, like we made all these investments and, you know, we're like, we're going to commit to this for at least a year and everything. I'm hoping to get clients and meet more people and do connections and network and COVID happened. And so it was honestly like a pretty dark time, not just career-wise, but, you know, personally as well and trying to navigate like, you know, Lord, like, is this what you want? Like, you know, I'm stepping out of faith. You know, I'm into in the studio. And like I said, you know, the last, you know, 2-4 months, like I've just been really busy with, you know, a lot of things. We did the Zoom thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm working with a bunch of artists now, honestly.
That's cool, man.
I have about 3 or 4
that's
different
great.
Artists.
Yeah.
I'm doing your podcast, which is a lot of fun. You know what I mean? And then I'm also doing a lot of consultation for churches and
that's
AV
awesome,
designs,
man.
You know, especially with live streaming. You know, I was just in Escondido the other day and consulting that. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I see it now. You know, it's like I needed to take that step, you know, that leap of faith, even though, you know, what we had planned was, you know, let's create more albums and network and all this. And, you know, God had a different plan. And that we would have never seen had we not taken the step and we would just stayed at home, you know.
Right.
For me personally, it's a weird shift of like, okay, we're doing this studio business now, not necessarily to make money. Because we know at any time, like, we could lose it if we don't make rent.
Right.
And, you know, I talked about earlier with the priorities and understanding what's important in life. You know, for me, it's like, I have this space now. I'm blessed with this space. How can I use this to bless others, you know, still safely, you know, and what can I do to just make the world a little bit of a better place with the skills, knowledge, and experience that that God has put me through.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for those who are believers, you know, this is like the best time to really just focus in on your priorities, what's really important. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, the bills are coming in and you don't know how to pay it, but, you know, our God's bigger than that.
That's good.
You
man.
Know what I mean?
That's good.
And so it's this is the time where it's just, it really solidifies it. And you know, I found myself in the Word more, and the more I'm in the Word, like, God's just sending me more people.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is my first ever podcast, but I've done a couple interviews now before this that I would never thought. I'm like, I'm not this type, you know, but it clearly means that God wants to use me, you know, to preach a message.
Yeah.
You know, and for those, you know, who aren't believers, you know, I think it's just an important time to kind of reflect, especially us as musicians. We're always so busy, and we really don't truly understand, like, how much time we put into this career, you know, that our families are neglected, our friends are neglected, man. You know, because it's all about the hustle, you know, and, you know, we have this hustle and then this one. And then we have a day job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we don't realize, like, wow, yeah, like, when was the last time I actually hung out with my mom or dad, mm-hmm. or things like that, you know? And so, like, it's just a reprioritize of what's really important in life, you know what I mean? And when you realize that it's the people, the relationships, you know, you take it day at a time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all you can do at this point.
Yeah,
know?
That's good, man. That's good. I ask every individual what value means to them. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, wow. It's funny because, you know, one of my favorite bassists is Ricky Minor.
Yeah.
And I try to watch everything that I can on YouTube. And I think, you know, just recently it started resonating to me what he always says, you know, where, you know, as musicians and, you know, sound engineers, all that kind of stuff, we're actually in the service industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whoever your client is, you know, what kind of value are you adding to whatever their product is, whether that's their song, album, whatever. You know, and then I kind of took that and be like, okay, how does that apply just like in life in general?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously as musicians, you know, we're trying to climb the ladder. We're trying to, you know, play for the big artists, do all these things. And, not saying that that's a bad thing, but like for me personally, it was selfish, mm-hmm. you know, a little bit selfish because it's like, yeah, I want to be touring with Beyonce and I want to do this and, you know, and, I want to be in the studio with this rapper and that
yeah,
and whatever.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
and then I started realizing, I was like, okay, would I truly be happy and still doing this if I didn't? And then I started thinking in a different way and, like, you know, trying to figure out what my motivation is and why I do what I do. And then I realized that, you know, my circle of influence around me is who I'm responsible to or
that's
who
good.
I have an influence to.
Right.
And if I could add value to their lives with the skills that I have, whether I get something back or not, I want to be that kind of unselfish person, you know, because, you know, we've heard like, oh man, God's blessed you with a talent, you know, you should use it in the church or something, you know, but we don't ever think outside of like, hey, how can that apply to like an actual single person?
Exactly.
Or a group. Or,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so for me, it's like, I try to apply everywhere where it's like, you know, is me buying a meal for somebody adding value to their life for today? Is me mixing a song for 10% of my rate
wow.
gonna
yeah.
add value
yeah, man. Yeah.
to their product because, you know, this what they wrote about is a life experience that they want to share with the world,
mm-hmm.
which hopefully then that will add value to somebody else and be like, wow, I'm not the only one who's like that, you know?
Man.
So, you know, trying to add value to somebody else's life or your sphere of influence or circle, you know, kind of comes down to purpose too, like in life, you know
That's
what I
good,
mean?
Man.
And living for bigger than just yourself.
Yeah. Dude, I have no words. We might as well end the podcast right here. Like, press this button and just... Or maybe we could do this. Let me see. Is that work? No? Is that a fail?
Still working on the job right now.
Are there any other passions we don't know about?
Well, I love food.
You know? That's right. That's
right. I think that's how we met.
Yes. Where did we go the first time? We went to the spot in Redlands, right? Was that? No.
You went to your Peruvian.
We went to the Peruvian spot in Rancho.
Yeah.
And then one other time we went to that Korean taco spot. Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah. Red Hot Kitchen.
Red Hot Kitchen.
which is not there anymore. No shout outs to them.
Do you have a gram for that too? Like your foodie pics or anything like that?
I kind of post it all over.
Yeah.
You know, it's always on the story, but.
Yeah. You and Jordan have that, right, going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Me and Jordan love eating food, man.
Yeah.
So just anywhere. Yeah. That's a big passion. Obviously, like, I'll just speak on this a little bit because, I'm clearly passionate about it.
Let's go.
But since COVID, you know, it's kind of changed, you know, because everything's either like takeout or, you know, outdoor seating.
Yeah.
So, you know, actually the first couple weeks when they opened up like outdoor seating and stuff, like me and my girlfriend, we would go and eat at these different places and we realized we're like, huh, like this food tastes like so much better than before. And we're like, maybe it's just because we haven't eaten there in a long time. But then we kind of crafted this idea of like, no, because since, you know, they're serving less people and it's like less capacity and everything, they're making each dish like even more delicious, you know.
That's
so
funny, man.
You know, we're just approaching it from that angle, but yeah, I mean, and obviously we're trying to support way more like local businesses now since times are really tough, you know. But if you got to do a quick Taco Bell run because it's the only thing open, then you got to do it. You know what I mean?
Favorite spots in LA?
Oh man, Bossa Nova.
Oh yeah, that's right. And that's in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, well, they got like 3 or 4 locations, but that's like a musician spot because they're open until like 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? But there's a lot of good burger spots. There's one called Bill's Burgers, local joint in Van Nuys, like right next to the studio.
Yeah.
It's this like 93-year-old guy. And, you know, he's done at 4 o'clock. So you have to get there before 4 because he has probably his nap time or something.
But siesta?
Burgers are so good, man. Yeah, Bill's Burgers. So you guys have to check it out.
Nice,
yeah,
man.
There's so many spots, man. And just trying to explore it during COVID's different.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love tacos, street tacos.
Yep.
Avenue 26, you know, Sonora.
That's good,
Town,
man.
You know,
a couple of months ago, we had a live stream event with Neza at SIR and we had the rehearsal at your spot, actually,
which was
a lot of fun, man. You had the whole setup.
Yeah, we've been focusing a lot on remote stuff, you know, just because of COVID and things like that. But there haven't been a lot of rehearsals. You know, it's just kind of like a select group of musicians that I always work with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the studio, you know, has everything set up because for me, it's like, you know, I play everything, you know, drums, bass, guitar, keys. And like when I have an idea, like I need that immediate, you know, track it down. Otherwise, it goes away.
Yeah.
So it's a cool setup. You know, I can just hop on the drums, hop on whatever. And it's like everything's set up, ready to go. So,
yeah.
But it works out too for rehearsals because everything's there. You know what I mean?
And you've done some Twitch streams with your girlfriend as well.
But yeah. That was another COVID thing. You know, we were like, okay, how do we get live music, you know, out there? How do we, you know, adapt to COVID and stuff? And we were just like, what is Twitch? You know, it's a gaming platform, which you're familiar with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I was like, huh, I wonder if people are interested in the behind the scenes of how to create a song and things like that. And so we actually did a Twitch where we created a song from scratch. And, you know, whoever, all the viewers were like, you know, typing in, you know, like, hey, give us a lyric and we'll do that. And so we'll try to put it in. They get to see everything live, like the creation, the behind the scenes.
That's
how
cool.
A track is made, you know?
Yeah.
Which is actually a concept that me and AJ worked on like 8 years ago. You know, on YouTube, when YouTube first actually started like their live, you know, which is a while back now.
Yeah.
There was a show called Music Lab and I was the producer on it. And AJ was the kind of like the main host and we would get suggestions from Twitter and they'll pull stuff out of a hat and be like, okay, let's talk about beach on a summer day and in the style of hard rock. And we'd create a song with people's responses from Twitter on YouTube of, hey, talk about like beach activities or whatever, and then we'll create it in the hard rock style.
That's cool, and man.
So yeah, that's kind of what the whole Twitch thing was about.
Yeah.
It's a cool community, the Twitch people, you know what I mean?
But
just learning how to adapt with this new world.
Yeah. I really value you, man. I thank you for all your dedication, for your commitment to what you do, because it always sounds great, you know. So I'm super thankful to have Chad on this first episode, or episode 25. A Friends Edition with Chad Manalo. So any last words, man? Anything you want to say?
No, man. I mean, thank you for doing this. You know, if for those who don't know the story, I think it was Teddy Campbell. You know, when I first heard that episode, and I was like, man, I have my iPhone like cranked up all the way and I couldn't hear it. But, you know, I mean, whatever Teddy and you guys were talking about was just such gold.
Man.
And I was like, man, if this is like totally making an impact in my life, like I know it could reach so many other people. And so that's why I just reached out to you. And I was like, man, you're doing such an important thing. And, you know, like we've always talked about the fly in the wall.
Yeah.
And literally what you're doing is you're being the fly on like so many walls that we would have never had a chance to be in.
Yeah.
And so if I can contribute, you know, to that, and you're technically enriching a lot of people's lives right now. So it's an honor for me to like just help out. And, you know, I just love eating with you, bro. So, you know, thanks for having me on this.
Chad, thank you so much, man. This is Chad Manalo, episode 1 or episode 25, whatever you want to call it. Let me see if I could do this. Let me see. Right here. Walkout song, dog. Episode 25 or 1 with Chad Manalo. Thank you guys for watching. Peace.